regional coordinator up in Anchorage, when they get an application from Haynes, I want them to know that they are getting quality members.
One Man's Community Service Project is coming to an end, and an old Skagway story lives on in a bottle of whiskey. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell with Adam Richard. That news and more up next. Law enforcement officers descended on the Chilkat Valley en masse earlier this week to several residents' homes. Witnesses reporting seeing official vehicles surrounding the houses in Haynes and Clukwan on Tuesday, and agents from out of town in the area. Agencies including Alaska State Wildlife Troopers and possibly Federal Bureau of Investigation were here, but have not yet released details on any warrants served or investigations pending. Alaska State Wildlife Trooper Lieutenant Tony Hall in Juneau would not deny that the agency was in Haynes, but would not speak about why they were here or what they were doing here. He said more information could be available next week when attorneys and multiple law agencies speak further. Fred Brulette doesn't want AmeriCorps to end in Haynes. He's stepping down from his work for the Federal Community Service Organization, but says he has one more job to complete before he does.
I want to keep it going here, kind of keep the momentum going. People don't have to do what I've been doing, but it'd just be nice to keep the presence known.
So he's looking for a new recruit by the application deadline on November 16th.
I just really love the program. And the program stays alive by how good the members do. And I just want to make Haynes one of those places that is well-known within the AmeriCorps program, that when the regional coordinator up in Anchorage, when they get an application from Haynes, I want them to know that they are getting quality members applying.
Fred has spent the last couple years working with AmeriCorps on projects that helped in community health care and education, environmental cleanup and restoration, like the work at the old graveyard across the highway from the airport.
Rod Henson, who's my supervisor, and I, he got a grant, and we got a bunch of cedar and a lathe, and we spun posts and made the little fences that go around all the graves. It took us quite a while to do that, a couple months to spin all that. And then we cleaned out a lot of the brush and did a lot of tree limbing and just basically cleaned it up out there.
Brulette says he's had a lot of freedom in his job to figure out what the community needs are and to figure out what needs to be done to address them.
AmeriCorps is kind of not a job specific, like you work at a grocery store, you bake groceries all day, or you stock the shelves. That's what you do. AmeriCorps is kind of undefined, and it's kind of what the individual makes of it. Like, whoever steps in after I'm gone is going to probably do something completely different than what I did.
He says the community service position is for someone at least 18 years old who's self-motivated and wants to try something new. The person would work 40 hours a week on their own schedule, receiving a monthly living stipend and a monetary award at the end of their service. There are also daycare options for applicants with kids.
The program has done so much for me as a person. I've matured and grown in the past 2 years that I want to give back. I want to give back to my community and to the program.
Anyone interested in learning more about the organization can see Fred at the Chilkoot Indian Association office or call him at 766-2323 or go online to ruralcap.com to apply.
Each weekday at this time, listeners of KHNS can count on hearing local news. The majority of those stories come from Tara Bicknell. Many of us in town have been asked, persuaded, and even talked into doing an interview with Tara. It's not most people's favorite thing to be asked questions with a microphone in their face, but Tara has a way of making people feel comfortable and relaxed enough to get through the interview. At least in my interview experience, I can say that Tara's laid-back attitude, friendly smile, and subtle professionalism made me feel a lot better during the process. My nerves calmed down and I felt more like I was having a conversation with a friend than being interviewed for a story. I'm sure not all stories can be positive and not all interviews are as pleasant, but there is no doubt that Tara's professionalism and good nature will always be present. Giving people the chance to tell their story and presenting the news fairly and without bias is something Tara takes very seriously. I'm sure that those are some of the factors that played into Tara being awarded a Goldie Award this year by the Alaska Broadcast Association. The Goldie Awards are presented each year by the ABA to bring recognition to Alaska broadcasters for outstanding presentations. Friday, Tara was awarded a Goldie for Best Local News Program in the state of Alaska. It wasn't easy, but I was able to get Tara to sit down with me and answer a few questions. As they say, turnabout is fair play. First things first, how did Tara find her way to Haines and then to KHNS?
Oh, I moved here from New York. I was a summer worker in 2006, and like everyone who's still here, fell in love with the place. One day I was in there doing a show, and John Hunt, the news director at the time, came in and asked if I had any experience in journalism and or in media. I said, how about a pretty good resume? so he said, well, we're looking for a reporter. So I started doing stories there. At the time, I was also writing some stories at the paper. So it worked out nicely.
And what about that resume?
A Bachelor of Science in Public Relations from the University of Texas at Austin. And I have minors in business and Spanish. But I worked in public relations and public affairs and journalism for quite a few years before this in Austin. Did a lot of government work there and public relations and even some advertising work there. And also worked in New York City at a public relations firm known as Ketchum and a couple others.
With credentials like that, why settle for doing the news in a small station like KHNS?
Local news does matter to people here, and the kind of news that you might work with outside of Alaska or outside of small communities here, it's not always relevant to everyday life.
And what is it she enjoys the most about her job here at KHNS?
Oh, it's different every day. I never know what I'm going to end up trying to get smart about by the end of the day, and it might be performing arts at the elementary school level, or it might be fire prevention systems throughout borough buildings or something like that. You just really never know what you're going to get into, or a TV film crew that's passing through, or a new artifact from Skagway. The range is endless, and you never really know what's going to happen.
Are there any stories that stand out as favorites in Tara's mind?
Yeah. The popcorn machine fire at a downtown bar. And the quote about all of the patrons standing out in front of the bar chanting, "Save the bar." That was classic. And moose season obviously is big here, but my favorite moose story of all time was when everyone gave me their moose calls, and I ran a montage of everyone's best moose call.
It's stories like that that keep us all listening. We should all feel lucky to have someone as dedicated to their job as Tara. Her professional demeanor and strict following of the ethical code would have kept this story off the air, but we here at KHNS felt the need to give credit where it was due. Thanks for all the stories, Tara, and keep up the good work. For KHNS, I'm Adam Richard.
Of all the things Skagway is famous for, go ahead and add whiskey to the list. Alaska Distillery's latest product, called Outlaw Whiskey, gets its name from Skagway's favorite scoundrel, Soapy Smith. His face is right on the bottle.
Soapy Smith is such an icon for Alaska. Everyone in Alaska knows who he is. And kind of drinking whiskey goes hand in hand with being a little bit of an outlaw once you've had one or two. So
Bella Coley is chief operating officer at Wasilla-based Alaska Distillery, which has made a name for itself in Alaska-themed vodkas. They've more recently branched out to gin and whiskey.
It's just been such a great receiver for all of Alaska. I mean, the first week that we were on the shelves, we sold out. And it was far more projected when the distributor ordered from us. They actually ordered more than they thought that they would need, and we still sold out over the shelves.
The company has been aging this concoction in small barrels for about 3 years. Not oak barrels, of course, because oak doesn't grow so well in the Matsu Valley.
We age it in local alder barrels. This has never been done. but because the founder and CEO, Toby Foster, he's from Alaska, and you know how patriotic Alaskans are. And he wanted something to really show off Alaska. So instead of, you know, going the route that most people go when they age whiskeys and the other types of barrels, we wanted to do something that was indigenous to Alaska. So they used older barrels, and it was a big, big chance that they took doing that. But it really gives the whiskey a really wonderful taste.
The company's products, vodka flavors like smoked salmon, birch syrup, and fireweed, are already sold in about 14 other states, with more on the way. But ironically, not a lot of small Alaskan communities, including Soapy's old stomping grounds, have the new Outlaw on the shelves, or have even heard of it. It seems the Soapy beverage is all the rage everywhere else, with media interest from Time Magazine, Bloomberg, Channel 2, Outdoor Network, and even a magazine in the United Kingdom.
I actually just talked to someone in the UK who was going crazy when they heard about this, and how they heard about us in the UK, I'm not really sure.
Now, it's been said that Soapy himself actually enjoyed a beverage called Giggle Soup. It didn't contain whiskey at all. It was snow-cooled Pommery champagne. But that probably won't be enough to stop the bar brawls now that Jefferson Randolph Soapy Smith has joined the likes of Yukon Jack, Mr. Beam, and that other Jack at the saloon. For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. Special thanks to Adam Richard for his contribution to this report.